The New York Yankees won another series on the road to end their 10-game road trip, but the story and the headline was Corey Kluber. We're going to talk about Kluber's no-hit performance and the series as a whole on this brand new episode of the Pinstripe Talk podcast, which begins right now.
You are listening to the Pinstripe Talk podcast.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to yet another edition of the Pinstripe Talk podcast, powered to you by Delahanty Media. I'm your host, Nick Delahanty. The Yankees won another series, their sixth straight series. They defeat the Texas Rangers. The storyline was Corey Kluber, no-hit performance. We are going to talk about Kluber and much, much more as the show goes on, but we have an entire series to recap for you. It was exciting. It was entertaining, and the Yankees continue to roll. Before we get into today's action, reminder, you can find us on social media at Pinstripe Talk ND on Twitter, my personal account at Nick Delahanty. You can find us on Facebook by searching up Pinstripe Talk Podcast. Our show is available on all podcasting platforms, from Apple Podcasts to Spotify, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, you name it, shows there available for you. And if you haven't done so already, make sure you subscribe, rate, and review on whatever podcasting platform fits your needs perfectly. Now, I don't want to hold it up. I know I'm late on this show, and I apologize. Life is a little bit crazy. Obviously, you know, I would love to have had a show out earlier for you guys, but due to coaching and working, you know, I've been on the field a lot. So everything had to kind of take a step back. Got to shout out my team. Got their first win today on Friday. Proud of them. They're really getting better as the season goes on. As you can probably tell in my voice, I have that coach's voice. Been talking for the last 2.5 hours or so, but that will not derail me from talking some Yankees baseball with you. Before game one of the series, Yankees ended up losing Giancarlo Stanton. They put him on the injured list. Is it, you know, ideal? No. You know, is it what we wanted to see? No. But I'd rather have Stanton sit out, not test the quad injury, and get back on track and get back to normal so the Yankees can really have him available when they need him. And that's down the stretch. Monday's game was Gerrit Cole Day, and Gerrit Cole was not Gerrit Cole. Allowed 5 runs over 5 innings of work. Really just was not sharp. You could see that he was trying throughout the game to figure it out. He's a grinder, you know. Even on his worst day, you feel like you have a lot of confidence in him that he'll figure it out. Unfortunately, it just wasn't his day. Allowed 2 home runs. He did strike out 7, but you could tell the command was not there. The Texas Rangers hit him around a little bit, and the Yankees go on to lose this game 5-2. All the damage that the Rangers did do against the Yankees was on Cole's tab. Cole ended up going out for the start of the 6th inning, a move I didn't agree with necessarily. He let up a hit. They ended up taking him out right after. The Yankees turned the ball over to Albert Abreu, who was called up to replace Stanton. He went 3 strong innings. He did allow that Cole run to score, but nonetheless, he looked really good. Offensively, Yankees had 7 hits, 6 of which came from DJ LeMahieu, who had 2, Luke Voit, who had 2, and Brett Gardner, who had 2. So game one wasn't ideal. Obviously, Yankees wanted it to go another way, but in a 4-game set, you take 3 of 4. You know, you could look at it and say, you know what, that first game, even though you would like to win with your ace, really doesn't necessarily matter. Let's jump to game two. I know I'm going through these first 2 games quick, but I want to get to the most important part of this series. Yankees put up a 5 spot in the 4th inning to lead them to a 7-4 victory in game two. Let's take you through that inning, shall we? Down 3-0. Yankees get a double from Urshela. Another double from Sanchez, an RBI single from Andujar, and a LeMahieu double. That put him up 5-3. Former Yankee Nick Solak hit a homer for the Rangers in the bottom of the 5th to make it 5-4. Yankees added on 2 more runs, one of which came in the 6th on a LeMahieu sack fly, and 1 in the 9th on an RBI ground out from Urshela. Jameson Taillon was on the mound and, unfortunately, did not give the Yankees length. Was unable to get out of the 5th inning. He's been really struggling as of late. Yankees really need him to get back on track. The way the starting pitching's been, they have been able to afford the struggles of Tyone so far. But again, the Yankees bullpen, dominant. Peralta for an inning, dominant. Loaisiga for an inning and two-thirds, dominant. Chad Green, I'm going to say that word again, flat out, dominant. And then Chapman allows a hit but strikes out the side. So Yankees got enough out of Tyone, considering the fact that the bullpen did the job, and that five-run inning really sparked the Yankees and got Tyone off the hook. So again, that inning was huge. Yankees get three RBIs from LeMahieu, two from Gio Urshela. Judge had two hits as the DH. You did see Ryan Lamar in right field, who was called up. Lamar ends up getting injured in the series. He goes on the IL. Yankees continue to mix and match with the IL situation, but the Yankees go on to win this one 7-4. Also of note, Rougned Odor had two hits in his return. You'll see he misses game three of this series because his wife went into labor. Yankees put him on paternity list, so they had to kind of mix and match without him for a day. But the good news was they got Gleyber Torres back in time. So they did subtract again, but for the most part, they were able to, you know, manage and make do. And that takes us to game three. Corey Kluber. What more can you say about his performance? We've been talking about Kluber recently and how good he's looked on the mound. He had a really good start against the Tigers. He's been putting up quality starts for this team. And if you listen back to our shows from the past couple of months, you will hear that, you know, I had a lot of faith in the Yankees signing this guy to the $11 million contract because the Yankees had the people within the organization that knew something about what Kluber had left in the tank. Right, the last 2 years, the guy has not pitched much, only pitched an inning in that span. That inning actually came for the Rangers. He was part of the Rangers organization through a no-hit inning. Right, this guy has been off the mend a little bit. And what you can see is, yeah, maybe he's not the Corey Kluber from when he was an Indian, but he still has a lot in the tank. And let me tell you, this performance was flat out dominating. Full game, complete game, 101 pitches, 9 strikeouts, only one walk. The only blemish on his no-hit bid. Yankees win this one. The only offense for the Yankees came in the 6th inning, courtesy of Tyler Dean Wade. Triple to deep center field, scoring Higashioka, and then DJ LeMahieu hits a sac fly, which scored the speedy Wade, and that gave the Yankees more than enough to win this ballgame. But going back to Kluber, that night, let me tell you, I was out in an event. I was tracking my phone as much as I could. I watched the last couple innings on my phone so I could see it. I came home the next day. I watched the game again. And this guy was absolutely sharp, keeping them off balance, making them really swing the bats and get into the box and know that this guy was attacking, was hitting his spots, wasn't leaving anything over the heart of the plate. I give a lot of credit to Kyle Higashioka, too. They worked very well together, gelled very well in this game. You saw them using the changeup to their advantage. They knew what was working and went to it a lot. Flat out dominating. Couple of things about his no-hitter. Kluber, he becomes the first pitcher since David Cone threw his perfect game about 20 years ago to throw a no-hitter. Prior to Kluber's no-hit bid, the last Yankee to throw a no-hitter on the road was Allie Reynolds, July 12th, 1951, at Cleveland. Simply incredible. When asked after the game about how he was feeling, Kyle Higashioka said he had many panic attacks in the last few innings. He knew what was coming, right? Now he's part of history. You know, we talk about the starting pitcher and how good they were, but you got to give credit to the guy behind the plate as well. They are a part of history. And I got to give a shout out to Tyler Wade. First of all, had the big hit to give the Yankees the lead that they would never give up. But after subbing in for Ryan Lamar, who got hurt in this game, Wade played right field and did a heck of a job, especially in the 9th inning. Hard hit ball, was able to track it down. It's not an easy thing to do when you're not used to doing it all the time. I give the guy a lot of credit. You know, a lot of people are against him and can't stand him. And I have my fair share of jabs at him, but the guy's playing hard and he goes out there and he gives a lot of effort. So kudos to him And you know what? He's a big part of why the no-hitter was still intact and why the Yankees were able to win the game. So, you know, he's not your marquee name, but he was the right guy at the right time. And again, back to Kluber, 12th no-hitter in Yankees history, first since Colon did it July 18th, 1999. I can tell you exactly where I was that day. David Colon, one of my all-time favorites, so that's a day that will always be one that I'll remember as a Yankees fan. And it was just so good to see these guys having a good time celebrating Kluber. You even saw a smile out of Kluber. What an amazing performance. All those guys on the field were part of history, and the Yankees go on to win and at least secure a tie for the series heading into Game 4. And Game 4 was very similar to Game 3 in terms of how it shaped up. Yankees got really good starting pitching. Yankees got a little offense, all in one inning, and it was enough to win the game. Domingo Germán, flat out excellent. Seven strong innings, allowed six hits, no runs, struck out five, didn't walk anybody, only threw 87 pitches. And then the strong point of the bullpen, Green to Chapman to end the game. Yankees win this one 2-0, scored their runs in the top of the seventh thanks to a Gio Urshela single and an Aaron Judge single, both of which came in the form of pinch hitting. Man, do I love Gio Urshela. I don't know if I've said it before, but I definitely do love me some Gio Urshela. Yankees tack on eight hits, two of which came from Gardner, who was 2-for-3 in the two-hole, starting to figure out at the plate. Yankees are still a little short-handed. Clint Frazier dealing with a neck injury. Remember, no Giancarlo Stanton, so they are a little banged up, but they're making do with what they got. So, another impressive performance. This one is rather important because the last two games, the Yankees won 2-0. The last time the Yankees did that, where they won back-to-back games by the exact score of 2-0, hasn't happened since July 4th and 5th of 1924. It's only happened twice in franchise history, the other coming August 25th, 1906, which was a doubleheader. Absolutely incredible, huh? And let's go back to the starting pitching, shall we? Germán and Kluber really have been flat-out dominating. Over Domingo's last six starts, he's 4-0 with a 1.93 ERA. Over Kluber's last five starts, he's 4-0 with a 1.78 ERA. So yes, we all know who Gerrit Cole is. We all know how good Gerrit Cole is. But the Yankees are able to win games when he's not on the mound, and that is huge. Absolutely huge. Very big in terms of momentum. Very big in how the Yankees have been playing of late. They are going into their White Sox series with a 25-19 record. Pretty good for a team that started the year under 500 by a couple of games. So, if you're looking at this series, number one, the new Texas Stadium, beautiful. Field plays a little fast for me, but you got to give them credit. That field is gorgeous. Number two, should you worry about Gerrit Cole? No. Let's remember, the start before, emptied the tank against the Rays. Maybe he had a little fatigue. Maybe he just couldn't figure it out. Let's remember, pitcher makes 30 starts in a year. They're not going to be flat-out dominant all 30. Expect Cole to come back this weekend, show, you know, what he's capable of, and get back on track, especially against a good White Sox team. You got to be really impressed with Kluber. What a performance. There's only so much you could say about that. The guy has been incredible as of late, and that no-hitter really showed that he still has a lot left in the tank. And Germán, you got to be impressed with him as well. And you just hope that Tyone can follow the lead of Germán and Kluber and get back on track. And you know what? The Yankees offense is doing enough. They're dealing with a lot of injuries. Aaron Hicks is going to have wrist surgery. They're expecting him to be out a couple of months. There's talk about them trying to acquire Delino DeShields. I don't know how deep or serious those talks are, but now that they know that Hicks is out, expect Brian Cashman to start making some calls to see where they can upgrade. And you know what? You just hope that they can stay healthy and get guys back. They're dealing with a handful of injuries, and you just hope that the injury bug doesn't get them even worse and that these guys could come back and continue to be productive. But overall, great series in Texas. You know, let's see what Corey Kluber could do in his first start back after that no-hitter when he next takes the mound this week. And of course, as more Yankees news and updates come along, continue to follow the Pinstripe Talk team for all the latest. Of course, when something big happens, we'll be here to talk about it with you. Continue to follow us on social media at Pinstripe Talk ND, my personal account at Nick Delahanty, and find us on Facebook by searching up Pinstripe Talk Podcast. Our show, powered by Delahanty Media. Go to DelahantyMedia.com for all the latest news and updates regarding our brand. And if you haven't done so already, subscribe, rate, and review the show. Until next time, my name is Nick Delahanty, and this has been another episode of the Pinstripe Talk Podcast. As always, let's go Yankees. We'll talk to you really soon.